and gentlemen, the story you are about to hear is true. Only the names have been changed to protect the innocent.
Don't be afraid. Unless you're beautiful and in your bedroom and alone.
Fasten your seatbelts. It's going to be a bumpy night.
Warning, warning, warning.
I apologize for that, but I think you'll find this a bit more interesting.
This is Strike the Box with Chris on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM.
See the principal.
We are? You're gonna make me dad of you?
Right, come on, let's go.
How'd you like to go to hell?
What's the matter, daddy-o?
Yeah, how about it, teach? You got a big mouth? Tell me to do this, do that. Well, are you big enough to take me down to the principal's office? Because that's just what you're gonna have to do. You're gonna have to take me. Well, come on, take me! Come on! Well, come on. For a bright boy, you didn't learn nothing. Well, take me down. Come on. Step right up and taste a little of this, daddy-o.
Give me that knife, Wes.
What do you want it? You want it in the belly? How about in the face, huh?
Give me that knife.
Here it is. All you gotta do is take it. Now, come on. Come on, take it. Come on.
Take it easy, Chief. He's crazy. He's high. He's floating on Sneaky Pete wine.
He's gonna kill him.
All you gotta do is take it. Come on, take it.
That's just what I'm gonna do, Big Shot.
One, two, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, rock. 9, 10, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, rock. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. Put your bad bags on. Join me home. We'll have some fun when the clock strikes one. We're gonna rock around.
We'll be right back.
chimes ring five, six, and seven. We'll be right in seventh heaven. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. We're gonna rock, rock, rock till broad daylight. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. Oh, well, it's 8, 9, 10, 11, 2. I'll be going strong, and so will you. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. We're gonna rock, rock, rock till broad daylight. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. When the clock strikes 12, we'll cool off, then start rocking.
Triple LP, Sandinista. That was The Clash with Police on My Back. That album made it to number 24 back in 1981, and I guess you could say that was like a box set of LPs back then. But we started things out, brand new music by Electrolux, with Little Miss ESP off of their album Buzzorama from Rumba Records. just released March of 2021, which would have been last month because today is April Fool's Day. I got nothing for you. What can I tell you? It's been a long year. But hey, we're supposed to have baseball today. Let's just see. Hopefully there's rain forecasted for Thursday and hopefully we'll get the game in. I have no idea. It's Tuesday right now, not Thursday. But again, we just, as I said, we started with the Electrolux with Little Miss ESP off of their album Buzzorama that you can get off of Rumbaugh Records. We had some Bill Haley and his Comets from 1954 with Rock Around the Clock. Of some reason, kind of Blackboard Jungle. Oh, that's, yeah, I know why, because Blackboard Jungle came out in March of 1955. That's why it came into my mind, hey, let's play some Rock Around the Clock, because if you've seen that movie, it starts out with Bill Haley and his Comets doing Rock Around the Clock, which a lot of people say, oh, that's the first rock and roll song ever. It's not, no. Rock and roll songs, some believe that Rocket 88 is the first one from, I believe, 1951 or 52. But that song, Rock Around the Clock, pretty much got paved the way for rock and roll, I guess you could say. Right. Anyways, that was released back in 1954 off of Decca and then re-released in May of 1955. Originally done, though, by Sonny Day and His Knights in 1954. The rumor was is that Bill Haley was not able to record it until later on in May. I don't know if that's true or not, but that's at least what Wikipedia is telling me. Anyways, I'm Chris. This is Strike the Box. If you're a listener, you know the drill. It's 2 hours of freeform radio, anything and everything. So let's get back to the music here. WMFO MF 91.5 FM on the World Wide Web at WMFO.org.
I'm gonna meet that girl that I left behind.
When I see
Gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to Fenway Park.
You gotta have heart. All you really need is heart. When the odds are saying you'll never win, that's when the grin should start. You gotta have hope. Mustn't sit around and mope. Nothing's half as bad as it may appear. Wait till next year and hope. When your luck is batting zero, get your chin up off the floor. Mister, you can be a hero. You can open any door. There's nothing to it but to do it. You gotta have heart. Miles and miles and miles of heart. Oh, it's fine to be a genius, of course, but keep that old horse before the cart. First, you gotta have heart.
A great slugger, we haven't got.
A great pitcher, we haven't got. A great ball club, we haven't got.
What do we got? We've got heart. All you really need is heart. When the odds are saying you'll never win, that's when the grin should start. We've got hope. We don't sit around and mope. Not a solitary sob do we heave, mister, 'cause we've got hope.
We're so happy that we're humming.
That's the hardy thing to do.
Ho, ho, ho.
'Cause we know our ship will come in.
So it's 10 years overdue.
Ho, ho, ho. We've got heart. Miles and miles and miles of heart. Oh, it's fine to be a genius, of course, but keep that old horse before the car.
So what the heck's the use of crying?
Why should we curse?
We gotta get better, 'cause we can't get worse.
And to add to it, we've got heart. We've got heart. We've got heart.
We've got heart.
Lips with You're a Doll. That's coming off of their new album that's due out this month, After Dark, that you can find on, yes I know, Rumbaugh Records. But hey, Big Lou has a lot of great music that comes out of his record label, so that's why you should check out rumbarrecords.com. But we started things off way back, well, yeah, with another Rumbar Records LP, B.B. Galani with Thunderbird ESQ off of their LP Pandemos? Again, you can get off of Rumbar Records. It's B.B. Galani and Thunderbird ESQ, which I guess has been released way back. I have a couple versions that I found. The Gories from 1994, I think. The Morning Shakes from 1995. But that's BB's version of Thunderbird ESQ that started that set off. Some Jimmy Ruffin with Gonna Give Her All the Love I've Got from 1967 off of the Soul label, otherwise known as Motown. I heard that the other day walking around, and I said, wow, I have it, and I should play it. So I played it. And because baseball is starting back up again, baseball has been very good to me, and the challenge is out there, Mr. Bill Kelly. Let's see who does better. Is it going to be the Yankees or the Red Sox? I say the Red Sox. So we played one of my annual songs that I play at the beginning of the Red Sox season, Heart by Russ Brown, Jimmy Komak, Nathaniel Frey, and Albert Linville. Hopefully I pronounce everybody's name right. Off of the original motion picture soundtrack recording of Damn Yankees. That's a good movie to watch. I was a kid when I first saw it. And I really enjoyed it. I should watch it again. Some Bob Seger and the Last Herd with from 1967. Heavy Music, Part 1. Off of the Cameo Parkway label. If memory serves me correctly, which it never does, I think that was his second 45. I think his first single was East Side Story. And as I said, we finished up with some Pale Lips from... No, we finished up with You're a Doll with Pale Lips. it's just like static in my head. Wait a minute. Does this mean... Could be. I think so. Let's see what happens. I'm Chris. Strike the box.
Hey, this is Linnea Herzog from Linnea's Garden, and I'm taking over this next block of Strike the Box. Here are five songs that have struck my fancy recently. We'll be right back.
She's elated, gaining the strength to be found, matching courage and crazy. Related, stirring acts of profound, soaring and journeying for more love. Whispers of her mirth, landing and turning for more love. Planting solid on earth, falling together again. She's falling together.
Really, really bad news. My feet are kicking from my brand new shoes. I don't know what I'm gonna do, but going home in my brand new shoes.
Talk to Roxanne at all. We hung out a week ago. She said she's sad and doesn't understand why you had to let her go. Yeah, she looks so surprised. I'm not trying to take sides, 'cause you know that you're dear old friends of mine. But you really fucked up. It's just basic stuff that you'll learn in time. She learns about her replacement. In the blink of an eye, you've erased it from your mind. Mm-hmm. you've fallen in love and it's cute. I just wonder how it feels. Because you had a head start, went straight for the heart. You're telling me that she's perfect, kind and smart. Well, I'm sure that she is, but does she know what you did? And were you ever really planning to tell her? How's she gonna take it when she finds out she's the replacement? Saying she's better off as the impartial party does. Hell, I told you the same because we both know it's true enough. But did you feel a shift? Were there any hints or was there somebody else she questioned? Well, I couldn't say yes and I couldn't say no, so I'll just play. She learns about her replacement. Oh, life's too short to fake it. And who knows, this time you might just make it work.
Hey, you just heard Soul Sucker by Quick Fix off of their EP, which was recorded in 1999, but just recently came to light on the interwebs. I'm really glad it did, because that's an awesome tune. After that, we heard My Addiction by Fabulous Disaster, which is from their 2003 album called Panty Raid. The next song is called Falling Together, and it's by Madame Bruja. This is a band that I actually was in and recorded guitars for this song. You can find the song on our Bandcamp page, madamebruja.bandcamp.com, and all proceeds from the track will go to Girls Rock Campaign Boston, where all the band members met. After that, we had a band called Quam with their song Mall. Now, I wasn't familiar with Quam until recently, but it turned out that they were also featured on a compilation with my band, Linnea's Garden. The compilation is called What's Up Rocker Radio Presents Six Sounds 3, and this is a free download, just chock full of amazing garage rock tunes, so I highly recommend you check it out, and also check out Quam's self-titled album, which this song is off. And finally, we had a cover. This song called Replacement is actually originally by my band, Linnea's Garden. Here we hear it covered by Jason Halligan. Now you may remember Jason from Boston bands, The Halligan and Luxury. But now he's out in LA. He's working on his own album, which is going to come out sometime this year. And I'm sure it's going to be fabulous. So stay tuned for that. And check out the original Replacement off of Nowhere Friday Nights by Linnea's Garden, available on Bandcamp and everywhere else you can find music. Thanks so much. Back to you, Chris.
Good one. I wasn't ready for love. Go ahead and sing along to this non-dramatic breakup song. end of the street, where the boys snuck you in through the basement. Well, there's no match for you as you push right through, past the guy handing out all the bracelets, and you always seemed a little alone. In the backseat of those cars falling like dynamos, always dependent on the radio, tearing through the speakers by your feet in the cold, and you feel like we can't go on. And you feel like we can't go on.
Are you ready, Boots? start walking.
This is where the magic happens.
New from Red on Red Records, that's Chelsea's Curve with Girl Cave Dog. Big thanks to Justine who sent that along to me in an email this week. Girl Cave Dog should be released yesterday, so since this is April Fool's Day, hopefully it's on the Red on Records website. We started the set out with another Red on Red Records artist, Linnea's Garden, with Non-Dramatic Breakup Song, which you can get off of her EP Nowhere Friday Nights, again on Red Records or at Bandcamp. And a big thank you to her, who was my guest DJ this week. She was nice enough to send a lot of cool music over. So thank you very much. Kind of brought me back in time with some of the songs. It felt like I was back in the 80s. But good choices. We followed up with some Otis Redding with Old Man Trouble off of the Otis Blue LP from 1965. And it's kind of stuck in my head, you know, when you get a song stuck in your head and you just want to hear it. And so I dropped it in here for this week. Michael Caine and the Morning Afters from Worcester, Massachusetts, with their song Carol Caine, which you can find off of Bandcamp Records. And a big shout out to Bill Kelly, who shared that with me, something like that. And since Carol Caine, not Caine.